Someone who's a college student asked where she should light Shabbos candles. There's a place in the hallway or the lobby somewhere to light candles, and someone told her that maybe that's not the proper place to light Shabbos candles. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis, tells us that there's a mitzvah, there's a chovah, an obligation to light near Shabbos and Shabbos Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis. And Rashi there says, kavod. Why? Because ein suda chashuv el makom or. That a Shabbos meal is chashuv, it's very important when there's light. So it's for the purpose of the meal. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chof Gilman Beis also mentions that there is a mitzvah of ner beiso. If you have a ner beiso, ner Chanukah, you have the ner for your Shabbos candle, you have a ner for your Chanukah, or you don't have enough funds for one of these two. So what's the priority? The priority is ner beiso, ner Shabbos. Why is that? Because says Rashi, b'nei beiso mitzar leishib b'choshev. Because people in your house are distressed to sit in darkness, meaning a second goal of the Shabbos candle, so you don't trip. And the Mishnah Berurah points this out that one should make sure. Mishnah Berurah Siman Reis Samach Gimel Sif Katan Beis, that when you light Shabbos candles, you have to make sure that it's lit in all places where you're going to walk on Shabbos, so you don't trip. The bracha should be where you're eating. There is a question: if a bunch of people are lighting in the same area, does everyone make a bracha or not? So in Reish Tamach Gimel Sif Ches, it cites the position. The Shulchan Aruch says that because there are different positions, if a group of people are lighting in one spot, there's a second and third person who lights, so they actually adding benefit. If the room's already lit, what are you doing when you're adding another Shabbos candle? So Shulchan Aruch writes that Safek brachos, because it's a doubt whether the second or third person who lights Shabbos candles there should make a bracha, then only one should light the bracha. However, the Ramah writes that's not our practice. The practice is that every single person who lights adds recites a bracha. And this is Reish Tamach Gimel Sif Ches, and on the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says that if someone has a room that is designated for themselves, even though they don't eat there, and they don't need you know, can use it for purpose of eating, you can still make a bracha there. So it seems there are really two options. One is a private room that you have where you're gonna use on Shabbos, or a place where you eat. In a place where you eat, there actually is a debate between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah as to whether you should make a bracha if a bunch of people are lighting there. The Piskei Tshuva just points out that what the Ramah says, that if multiple people light in one area, the practice is that everyone can make the bracha. Piskei Tshuva cites a whole bunch of poskim, achronim, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, based on the Mogen Avraham, Shari Tshuva, and others who say that it is only when you say a group of people can make the bracha, that's when they light in the place where they're eating. Because every person who adds light in a place where they're eating, they're adding something. Like, in other words, the more light there is where you're eating, so the greater the ambiance is there. However, when it comes to the other rooms, if the goal is so you don't simply, so you simply don't trip. So once you have light, so you're not going to trip, and then more light's not going to add anything. So you don't need, there's no value to adding more light. So therefore, to have, if a bunch of people are lighting, let's say, in some lobby, in some for the some dorm area, they have one designated for everyone to light, and you're not eating there, it's very questionable as to whether you can light there, and whether lighting there is making a bracha there is a bracha levatala, because it's not the place where you're eating. It seems that the preferable solution is either when you're in a dorm, either to light candles. Sometimes in dorms you can't light candles. Either to light an electric light in a private room, or light the candles in the dining room. If you have the option to light candles in the dining room, that would seem to be certainly a good practice, a good option. If you can do both, if you can light, let's say there are a group of people who are lighting in the dining room. So again, the practice of the Ramah is that every person who lights in the dining room is adding benefits, so everyone can make their bracha. It would seem the best option, if possible, is to turn on an electric light in the dorm room. Many poskim hold that electric light does work for Shabbos, for Hadlakas Ner Shabbos. and to light candles in the dining room. But if you do either one, it seems that that is also either one is a good option. To light in like a lobby area where you're not eating with a lot of people, where there already is existing light, that would seem to be a problematic, a questionable approach.